2. Dark Miracles. The Communist Party is based on the principle of coercion, which doesn't recognize any limitations or inhibitions. And the central idea of this principle of boundless coercion is not coercion by itself, but the absence of any limitation whatsoever, moral, political, and even physical. Such a party is capable of achieving miracles. Georgi Pyatikov, conversation with Nikolai Valentinov. On January 23, 1937, a trial began in central Moscow, the second of three great Soviet judicial events that were to shock the world. Under the high ceiling of a room that had been, in pre-revolutionary days, part of the fashionable Nobles Club, 17 senior members of the Communist Party confessed to having done everything they could to undermine the new Soviet Union and to bring about its collapse. For a week, during morning, afternoon, and evening sessions, an audience composed of party members, selected workers, representatives of the diplomatic corps, and foreign journalists listened with growing consternation and bewilderment as the 17 confessed to a secret campaign of deliberately sabotaging Soviet industry. And as if this wasn't diabolical enough, the conspirators agreed that they had done this in collaboration with the Soviet Union's greatest enemies, the German National Socialists, all at the behest of the renegade exile, Leon Trotsky. The story that came out at the trial went like this. In August 1931, Georgi Yuri Leonidovich Pyatikov, chairman of the Central Administration of Chemical Industries of the USSR, traveled to Germany on an official visit for discussions with local civil servants and industrialists. However, these legitimate contacts were not the only people he met. He also had a meeting that was well outside the official itinerary. In fact, the encounter was top secret, even from the Soviet security apparatus. This clandestine rendezvous, arranged through intermediaries, took place at the restaurant Am Zoo, just off Berlin's fashionable Kurfürstendamm. Waiting for Pyatikov at a small table was a young, dark-haired man, whom Pyatikov would have known immediately, though he hadn't seen him for a number of years, as Leon Trotsky's son, Leon Sedov. Now, Pyatikov, who in the 1920s had been...